Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with Deuce McAllister. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Deuce and I will be here until 7 o'clock tonight on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Former New Orleans Saint and now on the SEC Network, Roman Harper. Roman, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, man, you guys had me at Deuce in Hancock, Mississippi. I'm all in. Thank you guys for having me. As
well. Hey, say, bro, I got to send you a clock, man.
hey, man, I'm here. I'm so excited. I mean, the fact that Deuce McAllister is doing a show in Hancock, Mississippi, I'm like, man, this guy Deuce is just living the life in Mississippi. Nobody appreciates Mississippi as much as maybe a former teammate, as much as I do, being from Alabama.
Man, I mean, but you know, I know you have to take your bi-hourly naps and, you know, you got to get your beauty rest in.
Bi-hourly.
Yeah, your bi-hourly naps and stuff. But, I mean, come on, bro.
Man, my bad. I feel like they said this is the time I need to be here. I'm here. So
Harp, I got to ask you. I think this was.
Today. It's been a good day.
Oh, well, you El Stinko on that golf course. I already know it. You ain't got. I'm coming to Charlotte. But we got to work. You got to tell me about the golf later on. And I threw your door hanger, your Alabama door hanger. I was at your house. I did a little stir fry at your house, and you don't know about it, but. I got to get the cleaners to come and clean it up because it's a mess right now. But anyway, we're here to work now. 18 years.
And on another slide.
Right. 18 years the SEC has had the most drafted players. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, do you see that changing? I know with conference realignment, et cetera, happening. But do you see that changing anytime soon?
No, because the proof is in the pudding. You said it. Deuce, the SEC has been built, and the best players want to go to the SEC. Not only that, but playing golf today, parents that are paying for their kids to go to school all want to go to SEC. Why? Because it's the best football. If they know it, it's understood. If you want to have the best chance to go and play at the next level, I mean, you do it at a D2 school, or that's fine. Like, we'll find you if you ball. Like, that is true. That is very true. But at the end of the day, at the biggest conferences, the biggest ball, like in the SEC, that's where it's at right now, and it's the reason why they win most national championships. Shout out to Michigan that just won one. And Detroit with the NFL draft.
Roman, one of the things the Saints moving up in round two to get Kool-Aid McKinstry. I know you've seen him play so much at Alabama, but we had him on Friday night. And I know people that have coached under Nick and have played under him. So I brought it up to him, you know, him being a corner. I said, you know, I know you got to have a thick hide to play for Nick, especially at that position. And how much time did you spend with Nick kind of daily in that meeting room? And he started to laugh. He said, well, you were right on that thick hide part. But he said, every day he is in that meeting room with you on the DBs, either coaching you technique, telling you what to do, or chewing you out for what you did wrong. He said it was one of the three every day that was the way he handled it. And he said, I could accept it. Some people can't, but he said, I could accept it, and it made me the guy I am today.
Well, you start off by saying I've been watching Kool-Aid since college, and I've seen him since high school. He's from Alabama. So most athletes that do anything in Alabama, we pay attention to those that continue that do. So he's been a very high-rated, a very standout player since a while now, since high school. And so he's continued on that path, that journey. And he's correct about Nick Saban. That is Nick Saban's defensive back room, period, as long as he's there, because that's his baby. So he's been taught correctly in the schemes that he's played. Now, the biggest thing for Kool-Aid is going to be, I always compared him to, and it's slipping my mind right now, I don't even want to talk about it, but he's compared me to the old cornerback, Corey Webster from LSU, that played with the Giants for tons of years, because he's always on top of the route. As a defensive back, if you're on top of the route, those are the little things. I'm sorry I'm going to football jargon, but if you're on top of the route, you control the receiver. You're always at an advantage as long as you're on top of the route. That's the thing that Kool-Aid does extremely well. And when he does that, you didn't know how fast he was. He ran a good 40 times, so that backed up something that you thought you saw on tape, but then he confirmed what he did in the 40 times. So you love his game. He got a little bit beat up through the combine process later on in the season. It's always going to be question marks when they can do that. That's part of the draft process. I thought the second move going to the University of Alabama one and picking a guy in the second round, they haven't done one that high since me, so shout out to him. They did draft Vinny Centuri in between us, but still, I like the pick. I love the kid. The only question mark and the only challenge I'd have from him from pro to pro would be is like, at some point, and Deuce could follow me up on this, is that, you know, do you play ball because you love it and you want to be the best at it, or you do it for what it provides for you? And those are two differences. So figuring out that person in between will be what Kool-Aid will be. And the sky's the limit as far as talent. He's been rated the highest since coming out, you know. So to get what you thought was going to be the top-tier corner in a draft in the second round, you love it. So the potential part is boom as well.
Well, here's the thing on the comment that you just made, Roman. I'm not worried about him on the first contract. I'm worried about him on the second contract because he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder for the first couple of years because he wants to prove. And I've spoken to a few people have commented to me that when you see his look, it looks like he's upset. And it's almost like, man, he wasn't happy that the Saints picked him. Nah, he wasn't happy that he got picked that late. It had nothing to do with the Saints. Yeah. He was relieved that the Saints called him.
That's the closest he could have been in the best situation. Like, for those that don't know who he is or where he's from, I mean, he could have went to Atlanta, but does he really want to go to Atlanta? I think New Orleans is an amazing pick. It's always so good to have an SEC connection. And it's also – he'll get to know the locker room that is the love versus hate relationship that is Alabama versus LSU as well, which is a unique experience. I did it. It's fun, and it's always good to just, you know, throw a little roll tide out there because we all know in the football NFL locker room, where you go in college matters.
It's something else that the guys, it makes it all common. I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, you spend so much time around each other. You try to find something that, hey, you know, I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you're – economics are, you know, once you get drafted, I want to know one thing. Hey, can you help me win? And then let me find out a little bit more about you as a person. And that's normally, what school did you go to? Okay, we can talk, we can communicate, and we can find out what makes us similar. I think that's the unique thing about the locker room. Harp, I got to ask you just about the overall class of the Saints and, you know, just your thoughts so far and, you know, a couple things that you think that they need to continue to do to try to improve that team.
Number one, another SEC guy, love, Spencer Rattler pick. Love it. There's no pressure on the young man to be anything but he has been. And the fact that it comes out later on that he got knocked in the draft because of something, a video that he allowed to be in when he was 17, it stinks. But it still is the draft.
and you're going to be in the best position you ever have. And what Deuce talked about, that second contract is where you really make generational wealth anyways. And so to be able to come into a situation where there's no expectations, that this kid has huge upside, arm, made a lot of big-time pressure throws, especially under duress, with not a lot of help around him. To be able to go and sit, learn the ins and outs of the NFL team and how to be a professional and play professional quarterback in the NFL, it's going to be an awesome opportunity for that young man and everything else that the Saints just continue to build around. And it's also about the Saints from the inside understanding what Mickey's knowledge, DA's knowledge, that, like, these guys have won. All right, they've won championships. And I know they've been – Mickey was always a GM, but DA's now the head coach. So, but you've been around winning, and winning is an attitude. Winning is the way you walk, you approach your work, the way you camaraderize and be together, like Deuce talked about. NFL locker room is very unique, and we all have different perspectives of it once we're outside of it. But once you've been in, you're in. And so you know what it feels like, you know what it is like, you know what it tastes like, and you got to build that culture. And it has to be cultivated with young guys willing to be hungry and get better. A group of older veteran guys teaching young guys what it's like to be a professional, coming to work every day, the way you grind at it, the thinking, the little nuances that learn how to be a pro within the game. That all has to kind of come fruition in the right mix. And when you do that, you win for a long time.
Roman, when you think about Alabama without Nick running the show, because he's been there for so long, greatest college coach ever, not only in my lifetime, ever. When you consider everything else that kind of swirls around college football today and college athletics today. But I talked to an SEC head coach last week, and he told me two things when you played Saban that you knew you were going to get. As the season wore on, Alabama always got better. That team you saw early was going to be maybe the non-hardest part of Alabama. As you get on, October, November, you catching them at their best. And secondly, he said there was no better fourth quarter coach he's ever seen than Nick. How many games we saw close in the fourth quarter that his team found a way to win? And he said, I think that's the biggest pressure on Caleb DeBoer. He said, now that's some big moccasins you're putting your feet in to follow Nick. But the fact that his teams always got better, and fourth quarter, they were money in most games. He said, I think that's the thing that Caleb is going to have to prove, that he can win at Alabama against a much tougher schedule than the Pac-12. Now, Pac-12 last year was good, but you couldn't say that every year. So your thoughts on that?
Well, number one, you're correct. But, you know, football is all about a game of adjustments. You know, you come in, you think one thing, and you got to be able to outlast. And coaching also is a two-way street. Well, some coaches also fold in the moment. The thing, and that brings up Caleb DeBoer, one thing about him is he's won big games at all levels. I actually love the hire. I don't think our AD Greg Byrne could have got a better hire, honestly, to come back at it. All right, but anyways, but yes, the fact that Caleb DeBoer, I love that hire. It's just all about the situation. The situation that is trying to come up after Nick Saban, the greatest of all time, and his position, his, you know, what he is at Alabama, what he's been able to build, I think that is the hard part. But the head coach, I think it's going to be what it is. And so I'm more worried about the reactionary things. Like, you know, Alabama's going to lose a game, but how do the fans react? They already were ready to jump off a bridge when they lost two games, right? Under Nick Saban, the greatest of all time. So imagine the new guy. It's just those things, those atmospheres, the fact that everybody has an opinion. And the thing about, I tell my daughter this as I'm about to walk into here, is that the internet is undefeated, but it's also very uneducated. Just want to let you know that.
You are correct, sir. I got before we let you go, before you get in trouble with your with the head of the household, what, did y'all play best ball today?
We played a shamble.
So how many of play of the 18 holes did they use your ball?
Three.
Don't even tell me no more. That's what that's all I needed to know. You're not tired. You just been driving the cart around. Man, go do what you're supposed to be doing with the family, man. We appreciate your time and effort, sir. Thank you so much. I'm gonna come up to Cherry Hill and we're gonna play. Get me on some of those good courses up there.
Thank you, Roman. We appreciate it, bud.
Man, no doubt, man. Love you guys.
All right, love you, brother.
All right. Roman Harper, former New Orleans Saints and University of Alabama. Now you can catch him on the SEC Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.